You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do.
Prayer and preaching and provision, the four PRs of worship. The four PRs we're going to work through the next 4 weeks. And begin this morning with praise. Now, praise can certainly be done in many different ways. Praise can be done in more than one place. But for our purposes this morning, we're going to be talking about praise right here in this place that we worship. Worship where we learned last week that God does the giving and we do the receiving, and then we respond. Ah, yes, the responding. Well, what might that responding look like? What might that responding sound like? Maybe it sounds like this. Or how about a little Elvis? Maybe you like country music. You ever heard of Alan Jackson?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
How about a contemporary Christian artist? Chris Tomlin.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
You think there's a rock version of Amazing Grace?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
What else? There's no way there's a hip-hop version of Amazing Grace, is there? So there's all kinds of choices, aren't there? What praising might sound like. Did anyone prefer the organ? We're going to have a little vote, and you can vote more than once, okay? So the ones you maybe liked the most, you can vote. How about the organ-led choir? Okay? How about Elvis version? How about Alan Jackson? I liked Alan Jackson too. But man, I liked Chris Tomlin. The rock version? Yeah. The hip-hop version. Who kind of likes all of them? That'd be me. But you see, there's nothing wrong with having a favorite. There's also nothing wrong with having a least favorite. But sometimes, if we're honest with ourselves, We treat our preference like the only right way to praise. And we think God only smiles when worship sounds like what we like worship to sound like. That's not just a difference in taste. That's sin. That's turning praise into something about us instead of Jesus. Now, singing is certainly a way to praise God. We've already been doing it this morning. It has been, still is, and likely will always be the way we praise God. At least in this place. Some of you may know C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis reflected on the Psalms, and he wrote something. And he spoke of praise, and he spoke of God's love. And while he was looking at the Psalms, studying them, and thinking about praise and thinking of God's love, it dawned on him, something dawned on him. At first, it seemed like praising God seemed to him like God was kind of vain. Like he somehow needed us to affirm his creation. Well, those creatures, you and me, that are part of his creation, God doesn't need us affirming anything. But eventually, C.S. Lewis saw the commands of God to sing to the Lord was actually an invitation. And an invitation to enjoy Him. Now, that's a word we're going to use a lot tonight or this morning, enjoy. An invitation to enter into the joy of God through experiencing Him deeply. And this can certainly happen in songs, can't it? Most, if not all of us, have been moved deeply, and enjoyed Jesus through songs. Not necessarily the music, but I'm talking about the lyrics. I'm talking about the words. So many psalms are about singing praises to the Lord, experiencing God deeply through songs of praise. Psalm 95, our reading this morning, is no different. Verse 1, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." A joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. When we sing to the Lord, we're glorifying Him. Something God commands us to do, doesn't ask us to do. God commands us to sing to the Lord. In commanding us to glorify Him, God is inviting us to enjoy Him. Do you have a slide of that or not? In commanding us to glorify Him, God is inviting us to enjoy Him. Some of us enjoy Him through hymns and choirs. Some of us enjoy Him through country music, gospel music. Some of us enjoy Him through contemporary Christian music. The list could go on and on, couldn't it? Classical, opera, rock, even rap. But you see, the how is not important. Enjoying the Lord is what is important. Singing words that remind us that the Lord suffered, bled, and died for you, for us, to forgive us our sins, to save us, making a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. That's the Lord Himself. That's what's important. Sometimes I get disappointed. Sometimes I get frustrated. And sometimes I even get angry. Disappointed, frustrated, and even angry when I hear from my brothers and sisters, even here at Trinity, all three services, that their way to sing is not only preferred, which is fine, we've talked about that already, but that other ways to sing and praise and enjoy the Lord are somehow wrong. It's certainly not contained here at Trinity. I was talking to a friend last weekend, someone who doesn't even live in the state. We're talking about the youth gathering, the amazing youth gathering. 20,000 youth doing what? Praising God. My friend said something like this, "Yeah, I heard it was great, except for the music." Except for the music. I went from disappointed and frustrated to anger just like that. Except for the music. Now think about what that means. Except for the music. 20,000 young people making a joyful noise to the Lord. 20,000 young people enjoying the Lord. Enjoying singing about the gifts the Lord has given them through His blood, His death and His resurrection. It's what the majority of the songs did. I researched the playlist. You guys were there. But because the music wasn't what he prefers, it was somehow bad, it was somehow wrong, and it was somehow even harmful. Really? What are we doing, brothers and sisters? If that is our attitude toward enjoying God, then the LCMS will not thrive. But it's easy to do. It took Leanne to remind me that I've done it, that I still do it. Judge music. When we came to Trinity in 2016, I had an attitude. An attitude about how praising God should sound. And I only knew one language. I wasn't remotely open to the idea of there being other languages to praise God. It was 6 and it was 8. Period. Then one Saturday evening, my high school daughter at the time, who's now 23, Aubrey, she said, "Dad, you want to listen to a song I just heard?" I was like, "It's by Phil Wickham. You've heard of him, right?" "No." I reluctantly sat down on her bed next to her as she played this new song. It's called Living Hope. And she asked me to listen to the words. To the words, not the music. So I listened to the words. And tears started welling up like they are now, because I'm the big ball baby. And then tears started rolling down my face. But it wasn't my language. How could this be happening? My friends, it took me about 53 or 54 years to realize something. Enjoying God through all kinds of music is one of the most amazing gifts He could ever give us. Give us. Remember last week, worship? God giving gifts and us receiving those gifts. Remember the gifts we talked about? Gifts like mercy and kindness and love. He gives us His blood, forgiveness, promises. He gives us joy. He gives us His Spirit, and He gives us His kingdom. Then we respond. We respond to those gifts. We enjoy those gifts. Enjoy those gifts in ways described in verse 2 of Psalm 95 today. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. Songs of praise! We have something unique here at Trinity. When it comes to Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod church bodies, we have two distinct ways to sing songs of praise to our God. Two distinct ways to enjoy God, our God, our Lord. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. Psalm 95. For some of you, that isn't your language. For some of you, you're wondering what just happened. But that's okay. We don't all come from the same background. We don't all have the same worship experience. We don't all have the same worship languages. The contemporary Christian version of Psalm 95 was recorded by a singer by the name of Joel Payne. It's the same psalm in a different language. Now I have to try to remember how it goes. That's why I have my phone. Just a second. Maybe. Got it. Got it. Are you ready? And you can sing with me if you know it. Here we go. Come, let's sing to the Rock of Ages. Worship Him, joyful and contagious. Bring a song of glory to our God. Come, let's bow, kneel before our Maker. Praise Him now, there is no one greater. Bring a song of glory to our God. Maybe that's your language. That's okay. That's Psalm 95. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the struggling church in Colossae, struggling with almost everything, struggling with doctrine, struggling with worship, understanding how to praise and thank God. He said this to these new believers: let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, and singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, like songs of praise. How? With thankfulness in your hearts to God. Brothers and sisters, praise is not proving our preference. It's about enjoying Jesus, enjoying Him who made heaven and earth, enjoying Him who bled and died for you, enjoying Him who rose again to forgive your sins, and enjoying Him who promises to raise you from the dead. So here's a challenge this week. This week, let's open our ears and let's open our hearts, intentionally listening to something different. A praise song or a hymn that doesn't sound like your language? And ask yourself, when you're listening, how is someone else enjoying Jesus through this song or through this hymn? And maybe, even if it feels awkward, join in. Sing the words. Make a joyful noise, because when we do, we're stepping into the invitation of Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Enjoying Him is what praise is all about. Whatever those praises might look like, whatever those praises might sound like, in the name of Jesus, the rock of our salvation. Amen. Amen. Amen.